Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
My little bum sniffers, and welcome to another episode of Mysteries of the Unexplained. I'm your ravishing host, Annie, and here is somebody that I don't really know that well, but apparently wants to talk to me every week for an hour. Hello?
Wilhelmina Slater. And I am here to serve it to you, witch.
Wilhelmina will be here for the COVID lockdown style section, which we will get to at the end of the show. Wilhelmina likes to wear fluffy ankle socks and loungewear around the house all day, and he's going to tell us what he's been wearing this week. Do you want to give us a little sneak preview what you've been wearing in loungewear this week, Wilhelmina?
No, I actually don't. I actually don't want to do that this week. I'd prefer just to tell you about my new crop top that I got and my lovely pedal pusher jeans.
Or remember when pedal pushers were all the rage? Not for boys now. You didn't ever rock a pair of pedal pushers, did you?
No, I didn't actually, unfortunately, no.
I wouldn't have put it past you. Remember when I first met you and you were all decked out in sports gear? As if you ever ran a meter in your life.
And you were going around like a rock chick. Thought you were an extra in fucking, I don't know what. Rockmania. Metalhead.
I was trying a few things out at the time. Let's just say it didn't suit me. I wasn't feminine enough to look cute and I just looked like a boy. Now, I would like to start off today's episode with a little love note that came into us from the United States of America from Demon Jenin. Oh, Demon Jenin, as in Demon Jen Jen. Oh. Demon Jen Jen? Demon Jen Jen?
Sorry, folks. Annie has had a brain aneurysm. We're going to have to pause the show.
Demon Jen Jen said spooky stories with friends. Demon Jen Jen, you put spooky in inverted commas. Are you saying that we're not scary, bitch? Because I will frighten you. I will frighten you.
Oh, my gosh.
My favourite. It's like sitting around with friends. Love the fact that their banter seems natural and not scripted. Oh, yeah, it takes a lot to pull that off, doesn't it, Will? Only wish it was longer so I could hang out with them longer. Oh, you're so... Ah, you're cute.
Nah, thank you.
This story today would be for you, Demon Jen Jen. Isn't a real demon listening in going, I like it. They're telling my people's stories and I like it.
And the review is actually just like some sort of weird curse, like it's got embedded code in it and I made you read it out so it would draw it upon you.
Oh, please, no. We have enough now. You were warned lately about drawing these things down upon oneself. It backfired on you, William, and you who had to go sage the house out? You did. So I'll just be having a warning here at the top of the show. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
We've had enough going on now without drawing more demons upon me. I got rid of all my ex-boyfriends years ago. Oh, no.
That wouldn't be hard, would it? Looking at the list, zero.
I'm not going to fan funny around too much at the start of this. I'm just going to say to you that there is a whole lot of stuff in here, and I've been reading all week, and my brain is just bloobas reading this stuff. And I kind of feel like I'm after buying into it now and I'm part of this organization. So I sent you a few lines there, Will. I will say this is probably going to be a two-parter. We've got a lot of ground to cover, but I'm going to dive in here now. You're all ready for this?
Let's go.
Roisin, will you stop scratching your fanny, please? And turn... Would you... Stop... Yeah, the button, please. And wash your hands, please. Introduction. This will be my only book as long as I am left alone. Here are my 4 years of experiences. I have to write them or they will stop it by stopping me. One reptilian has already made attempts. This is why I have had to write this. This is a book about an alien race and how they are taking over the planet. This alien race is known as the Reptilians. Actually, they are called the Draconians. The biblical term is the Nephilim, or fallen angels, and obviously, Satan.
Lovely.
So, that's the introduction. You know what way this is going. The reason I wrote this book was to get rid of the reptilian entity I will call Etish. That's Etish with two T's, bitch. Etish was originally sent to me by the man I will call Brian. Brian is depicted on the front cover and was hosting a reptilian. Now, will I believe I sent you? I believe I sent you a picture of the front cover of this book, which is the one they are referring to. Have you received said picture? Beautiful artistic rendering of what it looks like when a body snatcher is about to take over Brian. Brian's just standing there. Brian doesn't know what's happening, but there's a big creepy green creature coming up behind him and it's going to invade his body.
Oh, I've seen the picture. Yeah, it's not very high quality, in fairness.
It wouldn't be very lifelike, but Susan never said that she was an artist. Now, I will put this picture up on the show notes for you guys to see, just so you can get a visual, okay? So, Etish fell out with Brian and started working alone. So the reptilian fell out with his human host, apparently.
Gay couple that had a relationship fell apart.
I had some personal information on the reptilians that I had no intention of telling others, but the connection of Etish and his attempts to harm me, which went on for 3.5 years, meant that I had no choice but to publish this information in order to stop him. Andrew Hennessy, an expert on the reptilians, provides evidence, I haven't seen this evidence by the way, that they are in fact dragons, and I myself get a mental image of a wide jaw, no shade bitch, with the sharp teeth roaring in a blood-curdling way, a bit like a dragon.
Which would make sense if you're saying, in fact, they are dragons.
Well, you're kind of saying they're reptiles, a bit like, which, aka
in fact,
dragons.
They're dragons, and they have all this stuff that looks like a dragon, a bit like a dragon, like, because they're a dragon.
They're kind of like a dragon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this screaming occurs, this roaring occurs, when the reptilian host that I have been targeted by tried to harm me. It may be that they are in fact dragons that do not fire breathe. What are you saying, Susan? I was targeted because I was doing a higher consciousness course called Awakening Your Light Body. And the reptilians wanted to know... wanted to know more about it so they could stop it. Because they don't want you going to a higher plane. Because then you'll know what they're doing, you see. Okay? Now, I know this is complicated, lads, but stay with me. It is worth it.
Okay.
It is worth it. Here are my personal experiences of a man who is actually a reptilian. Now, Brian is one of many such reptilians, and you will know the names and maybe know personally. There are politicians and even heartthrob actors.
Oh.
Other humans hosting reptilians. Yes, the reptilians are here and I am sorry to say doing rather well. But that can change. I'm talking here not about their physical form. An 8-foot green reptile with yellow eyes and an unpleasant smell. Although they are also here and this is how they would appear elsewhere. But about their invasion in a different form. Now... Susan's not the best at writing stuff.
No, I see that too, yeah.
And just, but she, you know, she has had 4 years of alien invasion, so you've got to give the girl a break.
It's tough. It's tough.
They've taken over human beings, and once taken over, there is no going back for that human. Don't worry, it won't happen to you. There are special preparations they have to do first prior to you being even born. Taking over a human is the only way they can do it, as we mustn't know they exist. So, why is Susan writing all this? She's writing all this because if you compare my descriptions to someone you see on television, are they really who they seem, or are they, as I describe, a reptilian? These are the body snatchers in their true sense, and you can spot them, and by doing so, they can't operate in secret anymore. Now, I'm going to ask William to embody this lady, Susan. She's British, but she's living in Marbella at the time, and this is how she comes in contact with the body snatchers. I'm going to ask you, Will, to take it away.
So, obviously, Susan is from Northumberland.
She's from Birmingham, actually.
That's right, Northumberland. I was living in Marbella, Spain, setting up my freelance work in the doctor's clinics and attending the government-run Spanish school, where I met Brian, who was attracted to me, of course, and my bosom, and we became friendly. I was originally unattracted to him. He is not that good-looking. I like a burly man, and he's quite slim, you see. I then suddenly became very attracted to him. I couldn't understand it. Later I found out that this was due to his seduction techniques that he used on me and all the other women at the school in Northumberland, I think. His ability to attract women was very unusual. However, he pretended just to be normal. Then we dated then. During our time of dating, Brian told me who he really was, that he was working for a global conspiracy. Then he cleaned out my bank account. He said he thought I already knew. I had no idea at all. This was how he told me. It was 2 months after we started dating. He had fallen out with me over another woman, and I cooked him a rotten dinner, but besides the point. And he actually fired one of his weapons at me. Now I've got... It were a laser gun. I couldn't flame and believe it. The thing whizzed past me, burnt me new top. It's lovely, it's got sequins on it, it's gorgeous really. I'll show it to you later. This was done at long range. This led to his cover being blown. You see, I'm a bit psychic, and I instantly knew that he was responsible. I do tarot cards and the like, and I have a crystal that I shove up my fanny, you know.
I'm sorry.
I confronted him. I said, hey, op. I said, Brian, you're after firing weapon at me. It's after burning home my sequins top, and I'm a bit psychic, and I know... it were you. He panicked, of course, you see, and he used weapon number one on me. This actually can be lethal, although Brian was 20 miles away at the time, so I didn't really see him, and my vision's kind of poorly. So I will look, and I could see him on the horizon, and I said, hold up, that's flaming Brian, he's got weapon number one. Next minute, another whore burning me top. Anyway, ended up in hospital. I almost died. Had up on Facebook, checked in that I was in hospital. All my friends knew. Brian was called and turned up at the hospital, hand swinging, thinking that I was going to die. He told me everything. That he worked for a suppressive force. That was a global conspiracy, and he justified it by saying that he looked at it from a higher perspective. That is okay, and did I want to join them? No, thank you, I said. I ain't doing that, I've enough on my plate. Already sell Avon in the evenings, do my tarot cards. Also, I do the community bingo. I can't be joining no global conspiracy flaming Scientology type stuff. Here's me lying in bed and he's laying a tick on me. Three neighbours had taken me to hospital and I told them that Brian was a flaming reptilian that was after shooting me with his laser gun and he was responsible. When he found this out, and to this day I do not know how he did, because our Claire that I told, she wouldn't tell a lie, she wouldn't tell a thing, a soul, a secret if you asked her not to, and it was only her that I'd said it to. So how did he know? Anyway, I do not know how he knew. He removed...
I don't know.
He removed the effects of the weapon. It was drawn out of my body. I've always admired him for saving me. You know, he is quite romantic like that. And he knows when he's a wrong'un. He knows when he's done wrong. Although his motives were keeping himself out of jail, if you know what I mean. I'd be putting a lockdown on the kitty, if you know what I mean. Well, I actually know that it was one of his guards who told him to remove the weapon, who I thank very much for doing that. We continue to see each other, you know. I'm still not great at picking men, mind. And she has now left my body. She's now left my body. I challenged them. I am.
Oh my god! You really did.
Psychic.
That is her. Everything that I read about her, that is her to a T.
I know, honey. I know.
The one thing is now, I will. You might have got mixed up with this because weapon number three is actually a weapon of causing a heart attack. So he caused a heart attack. I know, because Susan, if you remember, Susan, at the back of your book, when you do the appendix, I think actually the laser gun is weapon number four. But he can, weapon number three is a heart attack. And weapon number one, I think she mentioned there somewhere as well, is that he'll use a public speaker to fire a toxic energy at you. Well, I suppose that is a little bit like a laser gun when you think of it.
Classic. Classic Brian.
Classic Brian. Yep, Brian. Classic Brian. I wish I could do the accent like you, but I can't. So I'm just going to continue here.
Well, I can't do it either, so in fairness.
Oh, you were beautiful. Oh, beautiful. That second Oscar is on its way to you. In the purse. Purse first. Brian is extremely knowledgeable on all subjects. Funny, because he was uneducated. His eyes have a steeliness about them that was quite unexpected. It's their steely eyes that give them away. One woman described to me, they're like tombstones. He avoids talking about himself. When he does it, it's always positive. He knew that what we say affects our lives. If we talk positively, it brings about positive things. He was paranoid about other people being psychic. I know he was frightened that they would discover who he was. My friend had a particularly hard time from him because she's a little bit psychic. This is how I discovered how Brian really is. He isn't just human. He isn't just reptilian. He has two sides to him. This is what happened. Now, I had my suspicions he was more than human. The telepathy, the weapons, the information he knew. But I was taken aback when I was visited by an alien who chilled me to the bone. It was only transparent energy. It had circular patterns like florets repeated through most of its body. A head was visible and there were hands or something that manipulated tools. I was terrified. There was an evil chill to this being. However, I had a high vibration, as it should be, good and loving, and this was confusing for him. It had a large body and its whole room became filled with it. It talked to me in Brian's voice, but in a more chilling way. It somehow made me feel that I had no power to prevent it harming me. Extraordinarily, there was a two-way conversation between this alien and the human host Brian in Spain, and the two Brians were talking in the same voice. This was evidence that there are two beings in one body. Orders were given by the host. I couldn't make sense of this because it was conducted telepathically. Now, you may think that Susan is on the edge here and what the fuck is going on, but I'm just going to go down to the end of her introduction to the book and say this. Look again at the prologue, please. I have a will and testament with everything in it, and this book will be increased in circulation if I need to use my willpower. The cause of my death will have been the John of God Psychic Surgery Centre in Brazil. And I must make it very clear that I would never in a million years commit suicide. I don't believe in it. I am also in very good health and I'm very young. Well, Will. happened to Google her name in the middle of all of this and found out.
What?
Well, I'll tell you.
She's gone on the run.
She was going on the run. She said that she went to a psychic surgery centre in Brazil. Now, if you don't know what psychic surgery is, I suppose it's like when they put you on the table and kind of like an exorcism, they try and draw the fucking thing out of you. She said that there was a surgeon at the St. John of God Psychic Centre in Brazil who was siding with the reptiles and was trying to hurt her. And she said that if anything happened to her, it would be because of this psychic surgery centre in Brazil. Well, what do you know, Will? I googled her name. Susan Reed was not her real name. That was her pen name. Googled her real name and found this news article from the 29th of March 2010. Was alien obsessed Midlands woman murdered in the Bahamas? What? A Midland dietitian who claimed she was possessed by aliens has died mysteriously in the Bahamas, sparking fears she may have been murdered.
She was murdered.
Jenny Gosbell's lifeless body was found floating in the calm sea off Cable Beach at Guanahani Village, Nassau.
Oh, holy bitch.
Police believe the 44-year-old from Birmingham drowned while out swimming shortly before being found by a jet ski operator. They have ruled out homicide, but her mom, Susan Gosbell from Hemel Hempstead, has told Sunday Mercury that she believes the reason her daughter died are far more sinister. She says that tourism chiefs have brushed this under the carpet to protect the idyllic image they would like to present of the world. Susan says it doesn't make sense that Jenny died by drowning because she was a particularly strong swimmer. And even more suspicious, her passport, her bag, money and personal belongings had all gone missing. Her mother said that Susan had been particularly concerned because a book due to come out by her where she was exposing aliens' plans to take over the world, she felt it had put her in danger. Susan said Jenny believed that she had been taken over by reptilian aliens and learned of their sinister scheme during this experience. Bum, bum, bum. So, she said in the book before she died that she was fearful for her life. Now, some people say she drowned and it was an accident and it was nothing to do with what was going on. But isn't it kind of mad that this is what happened to her?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I wonder... Were they like, you're gonna die, Susan? We can't even pronounce your name, Susan. We hate you for that, Susan.
There is this book that she wrote, right, is just like crazy and really, really, really detailed. Like she goes into... details about famous people, the whole like a royal family being Tom Cruise is mentioned in it, all these people who are reptilians, the Illuminati, you know, like most people have a vague idea of what this idea is about these reptile creatures that came to Earth. What is going on there?
Yeah.
What? Sorry. What's that? Hello? Will, are you messing? Hello? Hello?
That was so weird. You never heard that noise.
Hello?
Hello? Could you hear that noise?
No, the connection is so bad. Can you hear me? Oh yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Did you move around there?
No, it just went dead. I couldn't hear you. It was like silent.
Oh my god. That is so weird. I heard this sound like twice, like no, like like this really weird fucking noise.
The beepy noise.
No, I'm totally freaked out. It was like...
What?
My God, no. So weird.
You're after fucking unearthing something. Those fucking things are going to come for you.
Stop. No, this is really after creeping me out. I don't like it. It was a really weird noise. I thought that you were actually making coffee with the AeroPress.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, what kind of... What was it like?
It was like... like that. The very same as that.
They're giving you a warning, those fellows are they?
Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop. Okay, no. Not taking it. You fucking bitch. You fucking asshole. You're a fucking dog. You're a fucking dog. Oh my God. Oh my God. I literally have chills all in my body. Like, I actually felt a bit sick there. You're a fucking dog. What is that? Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's a reptilian noise.
You dog. Oh my God, I'm not. Because listen, it wouldn't be the first time that we were talking about something weird and then something weird happened on the phone. Like, that was really...
I know, because it happens basically all the time.
Oh my God, I feel so sick. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God, this is happening because that woman actually died and there is something in it and there is reptiles and now they're coming for me and I'm really vulnerable because I'm just a vulnerable person because my brain is kind of weird. They're going to take over me.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Oh God. I'm going to put some of this stuff up for you guys to read because she has all these conversations. She goes into a regression hypnotherapy session and the Etish, the creature, talks to her. Like, there's so much information in it. It's gas. She's talking about how food is rigged, how the political system is rigged, how they get into our bodies, how they have weapons, how they use our psychology against us, how they use food against us, which was really fucking weird because she's a trained nutritionist and she was working up until the time of her death, and she is dead against baby formula milk because she believes that there was something in the formula that was like mind control substance.
Oh, really?
Insane. Yeah. And she was like working in hospitals, freelancing dietitian and nutritionist.
What?
So I was like, don't be listening to anyone who tells you stuff because they're all fucking crazy.
I can imagine people going into her and be like, hi, I just want to kind of clean up my diet. And she's just like, what do you eat at the moment? They're like, banana. She's like, reptilian food. And she's like, yeah. I have milk. Oof, reptilian drink. And they're like, oh. And she's like, what's your go-to bad thing? And they're like, well, I like a kind of a peanut caramel bar. And she's like, okay, reptilian boy. And they're like, what?
You're obviously one of them. There's so much in it that I'm going to have to tell you a little bit more next week because she gets to the bottom of why Brian is acting the way he is and describes in detail how he's a reptilian, and they have a conversation about it, which is very enlightening. It kind of sounds to me...
And his lovemaking skills.
Well, she said, this is part of it, Will.
We'll hold it till next week then.
They win you over with the D, and that's all I'm going to say about a bitch. And
this is X-rated.
Oh, you freaked me out with that thing. I still hate you. What time of the week it is? Ask Reptilian anything.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, hi, and welcome back to You Fucking Bastard with That Thing.
Hey, Annie, glad to be here.
Welcome back to Ask Reptilian Anything. Today we have Will in the guise of, or we have a reptilian, should I say, in the guise of Will, who's going to answer some questions
up,
for us.
What's up, people?
Question number one, reptilian.
Shoot.
I don't know how a reptilian is going to answer this. Have you ever been in love?
Yeah, I was in love with a lady called Susan a couple of years ago. But all I'm going to say is she got a little bit too close to the truth, if you know what I mean. Some bitches would really break your heart.
William, or reptilian, sorry, which movie scene choked you up the most as a kid? Oh, as a kid? Well, yeah, as a kid, you can answer as a kid, you can answer as an adult. What would you like, Will? What, you cry a lot at movies now, so don't let this go on forever.
That scene in Titanic where the old lady, well, she's actually an old reptilian, I know her very well, had the jewelry, the hope of the ocean or whatever the fuck it was called, she dropped it over, and that cost a lot of money. It was actually mine. She threw it in the fucking ocean, bitch. And my good friend Celine Dion sang the soundtrack.
In fairness, she is a fucking reptilian, isn't she? If there was ever a reptilian, it's her.
Well, that's terrible. She's not, she's a lovely lady.
Annie, you told me that you hate her and that once you wanted to slap her across the face, but you just couldn't get the money together to go to Hollywood. So, I don't know what.
Yeah, but that was before she had a string of personal tragedies, and now I'm not able to do that. Okay, I have enough of you, reptilian.
Fair enough.
We've a long list of questions, but you've had enough airtime now.
Bye, guys.
We have
welcome to Reptilian News.
We have some bizarre news coming into Willie's bizarre news desk. A cow named after Posh Spice has proved its girl power by becoming the most expensive in Europe. Oh yes, yes. It sold for £262,000 at auction, more than the average UK house price. Two cattle breeders will now spice up her life. Haha, boom boom, by sharing her. The cow, whose mom took the name of Spice Girls bandmate Ginger Spice, fetched 250,000 guineas. It was also a world record for a limousine bred heifer, doubling the previous best 125,000 guineas, or £131,250. 1-year-old Posh Spice was destined for stardom as the daughter of Ginger Spice, a 3-time top prize winner at the renowned Balmoral Show. But her price stunned her owners, Christine and Paul of Shropshire. Pedigree livestock farmer Christine, 57, said it was totally mind-blowing and surreal moment. Explaining the name, she added, "She wasn't moody or anything like that. That's not why we called her Posh Spice. We just tried to link the females to the mother."
Fair enough.
"I did suddenly think after the sale, I hope Posh Spice's name isn't copyrighted or anything. I think you'll fucking find that everything got to do with Posh Spice is copyrighted, and you will be expecting a letter from her lawyer quite soon. Thank you. That is all we've got time for today at Billy's Bizarre News Desk. If anything bizarre is happening in your life, please send us a story. Thank you and goodbye."
Change the channel, Brian. No, change. Sorry, change channel, Brian. I hate that flaming news.
Okay, Susan.
I wouldn't be fucking around with these people, Will, because that woman died.
Well, you're after choosing to do you're after choosing to do a story on it.
I know, but I've made a lot of bad choices in my life, and this might be another one.
I'd nearly go as far to say that reptilians could possibly be more terrifying than demons for you.
Yeah, they actually really are right now at the moment, because I've been having really weird dreams because I'm reading about it a lot, and I find it kind of, I see, it's a little bit plausible, I think. Do you think so?
I think obviously you've been drinking baby formula. And I'm going to play this at your wedding. Like, here is when she lost her mind, everybody, and thought that reptilians were taking over the world. She actually says that she finds it plausible. Maybe I'm just covering for the reptilians because I've infiltrated your life.
Now, stop doing this double psychology thing on me now, because that's... Okay, it's time to go. It's time to go, motherfuckers. Thank you so much for joining in. If you would like to hear more about us and find some of our lost baby podcast, What the Fuck Is In This Book, you can find them at Patreon. Get that stuff. William, I'm going to fucking come down there and kick the shit out of you. Violence.
Well, I know, you wouldn't do that to me.
I wouldn't take much to kick the shit out of you. I literally would tip you, fall on the ground, gone. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can find out more at Patreon. Join us at Mysteries of the Unexplained Pod. Or send us your little stories to mysteriesoftheunexplained@gmail.com. Did I get things right this week? Did I say it right, Will?
Yeah, you did. I think you did anyway. We'll leave you slide because, okay. You know, you get down about it.
You weren't really listening to me. No, I was too busy. You were checking.
I was too busy looking for lizard sounds.
Time to go. You're going to plague me with these now all evening. I sure as hell am. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Send us a message if you've got a creepy little story about the reptile in your life. It's probably just going to be an ex-boyfriend who you're going to explain your relationship by turning him into a reptile. I think that might have been what happened here. Or else it's all true and we're all fucked.
Either or.
Okay, join us next week for more
Mysteries
of the Unexplained.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.